This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the second part of Sons of Liberty Media.com. By the way, last week we had put a phone call into Senator Chris Swedinsky in the state of Minnesota, and he is another one of a whole plethora of individuals that refuse to be on the show. And of course, because we're not throwing softballs, we're not throwing pre-scripted questions to him. This is the guy that wanted to make sure that there was menstrual products for both boys and girls in high schools across the state of Minnesota. I'm not making this up, folks. This is how sick these people are. They're reprobates. They're criminal minds. They're put into position to continuously roll over the top of the people that tolerate them. Remember that tactic that the communists have when they feel mush? Proceed. They're feeling mush. That's why they're rolling over the people in the United States. They're feeling your mush. But the communists also know when they feel your steel, they retreat. That's why it's so important to understand what Protestant means, or Protestants. Protestants, Protestants, right? The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We're supposed to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. That's why we have armor, which is found in Ephesians 6:12. Notice the armor's on the front, not the back. The armor's for the front, not the back. The Lord will be the horn of your salvation. He'll be your rearward. He'll be your high fortress. He'll be your shield, your buckler. He'll keep you under the shadow of the Almighty. Okay? In context. But get in the battle. You know, yesterday I was thinking about this, and do I have a producer on the other side of this glass? Sam? Buggy? Are we over there somewhere? I'm not sure. But yesterday I was thinking about free will, and I can do a whole show on this. Folks, you don't have a free will. You have a free will to accept or to reject. That's where your free will ends. And in many cases, even when you're called of God, it's not like you had a free will to go ahead and reject it. Ask Paul in Acts 9. But isn't it interesting how when I was in the world and I was a sinner, all the things that I went through that were dangerous to my life and my soul, nobody said anything. That was my free will, right? That's how people equate it today. But when God took over, I think about how safe I've been and how I've been directed and led by the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14, to go into the battle in the most dangerous of times, to suffer the abuse of the hands of the minions of hell, and yet the Lord has given me the victory every time. And He'll continuously do that. But when I was living out my own will, as people would say, man, I'm telling you what, Nobody bothered to tell me how ignorant I was in hazarding my life and my soul. But when I served the Lord, He took me right in the center in more dangerous situations, only to give me the victory. Folks, there's a threshold. And when you pass the threshold, how many people are afraid to live out the will of God because they don't understand there's thresholds here? I'm just going to go with the Holy Ghost here, friends. Hey, folks, there's a threshold. And when you pass that threshold, that's where the Lord meets you and anoints you, Isaiah 10:27, that breaks the yoke of bondage. Also put that up against 1 John 2:27. Now, why am I talking about this? It's because I'm being led to talk about this. You ever see people that are introverts, that they're scared to step out? You got to ask him the question, what are you afraid of? The safest place in the world is to obey God, regardless of how dangerous it may look. If he tells you to step out in the water, by the way, if you hold that in context, it was Peter that asked Jesus to bid him to come out of the water. It wasn't the Lord's idea, it was Peter's. And yet when he did it, the Lord held his hand out and said, come to me. And he was totally fine until he looked at the boisterous waves. And that's hard to overcome at times, being a baby in the faith. And again, we're just going to go with that. But I want you to understand that there's a lot of people that are introverts, and you need to understand that you are probably in a position of retarding yourself in the things of the Lord until you actually obey and cross what you don't want to do. Because what you're going to find is when you're in the battle, it's very real. That's where the life's at. Outside of the will of God, and you stay as an introvert, you're confused. You're condemned in many cases. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. And you're feeding natural fear, which is a snare, the Bible tells us in the book of Proverbs. But when you obey the Lord and you cross over into the warfare, that's where you're going to find your life. Here, I want to tell you something. When I was a kid, and I still am this way, when I go out and about doing what I do on a private level, I'm very shy. I'm very shy. I don't want to shake anybody's tree if I don't have to. I will if I have to, because I know it's right before the Lord. But I'm really introverted when I'm out and about by myself. It's easier for me to talk to 5,000 people than it is for me to sit and have a conversation with one person. I remember when I was in high school, I believe it was the 7th grade, the principal called an all-school lyceum, an assembly. And I remember there was probably 400 people up on the bleachers. Oh, and by the way, I was the kid, too, in high school, where I wouldn't go into the lunchroom because I didn't want to be around all the people. I would stay in the science room, and I would make my own lunch just so I didn't have to be around all the people. Little did I know what I would be doing in the will of God, being led by the Spirit of God into His will, Romans 8:14. Going back to this all-school lyceum, I remember seeing this all-school lyceum, and I remember how I felt uncomfortable going in there with all the people. And I still, for the life of me, didn't really understand why. Although until I became a preacher, and again, and until I was led to do the uncomfortable things, because now I'm in His will, now I'm in His strength, His power, His confidence, because that's what happens when you cross over into that threshold, friends. All of a sudden, you become a different man. Remember when King David took it to Goliath? He was a different man. He was an anointed man of God. This is why preachers want to die in the anointing. And I know I'm speaking to somebody out there. You need to get out of yourself. Christianity is not about you. It's about the world. It's about yielding yourself up to Christ and giving Him your all and saying, Lord, I'm not coming to you in my strength. And the Lord will see to it. Because in 2 Corinthians 12, He said, when you're weakest, my grace is sufficient for thee. And look at chapter 11 as to what he went through in the process. That's a man that understood the power of God. King David, when he took it to Goliath, he went with all confidence in the anointing and in the strength of God. 1 Samuel 17, read it when you get a moment. I know I'm talking to somebody. Hey, folks, Christianity is not about you. It's about you getting your eyes fixed on the Lord and stepping out in the water. Ignore the tumultuous waves and obey Him, and you're going to find exactly what I have found, that He is who He says He is. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. This is what I'm talking about. These, and I got to tell you, when I first got saved, we had a church overseer that was very prophetic. And he would just start, he would stop, and he would say, listen, I gotta share this with you. When you see a preacher stop all the time like that, you have a prophetic ministry, and he's obeying the Spirit of God. I know it's very uncommon today, but when you have a prophetic ministry, they run down these bunny trails. And we stop because those bunny trails are feeding somebody that needs to hear what we're talking about. And this one, again, came out of nowhere, which, again, is what this radio show is about. So I need to stick to this, and we're going to get back to this. I'm going to highlight some more of the topics going on across the country, which I highlighted during the first hour, which I need to highlight during the second. But I want to show you something here, okay? And I'm talking to people that are afraid to step out into the call of God. You know, there was, thank you, Lord. Did you ever see the documentary, The Band of Brothers? HBO did it years ago at the beginning of the 2000s, maybe the end of the 1990s. I'm not sure, but I know it was right around that time. It was a very well wrote out, it's all based on true events, with the actual veterans that were a part of it telling you their stories. But what was interesting is, throughout the documentary, there would always be these spiritual seeds planted. Now, there's a lot of swearing in there. And by the way, Herb Surra told me we didn't talk like that. That's all Hollywood. So aside of all that garbage, it was very accurate. Well, there was one particular time there was a guy named Blythe who was afraid to shoot his gun. He was afraid to fire on the enemy. And there was a guy named Spears, Lieutenant Spears, who had took him aside and he said, you don't understand war. He said, you're not going to become effective until you first understand that you're already dead. Folks, we're dead in Christ. We're dead to ourselves. It's no longer we that live, but Christ that liveth in us. And if he is bigger than my flesh, guess what? He's going to have his way. I'm going to say this too, and you can take it wherever you will, and I suppose that there's some out there that are little enough to actually take advantage of it, but go for it. I'm not qualified to do this. He is. He's the qualifier. What the Lord does is he comes into your life, and he breaks you down to nothing. Isaiah 66, verse 2, Psalm 34, verse 18, Psalm 51, verse 17, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart. O Lord, thou wilt not despise. He breaks you down to nothing to show you who you're not, to show you who he is. This is a process. It's continual. Paul said, I die daily. In the Old Testament, there was two sacrifices, one in the morning and one at night. It's the work of killing the old man that the new man might shine. Romans 6, 1, go all the way down through the chapter, 7 and 8 as well. The Bible is clear. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Okay? Let's go past that. When you look at a true call of God, everything about a true call, true vision of the Lord, there's nothing that you can do to fulfill that vision. Listen carefully. There's nothing that you can do to fulfill that vision. Only he can. And it's on his terms, not on yours. If you look to provision in the arm of the flesh, you'll never in a million years reach the potential of what the Lord had intended for your call to his glory. You're not to look to yourself. Hey, folks, if you want to look to provision, you don't look to yourselves for lack. I mean, no more than if you're out in the cold and you want heat, you don't go into a cold room to expect to get heat, right? I'm just trying to give you natural parables as we go forward. Okay, I can't save myself from sin. That's why I need Christ. I can no more fulfill the call that God has in my life with the arm of the flesh. That's why I need to go to him. We're dependent. He creates dependence upon himself. That's the best place to be, right? And we don't do it the other way around. We don't do it man-made and receive the curse. Now, I want to bring it to Scripture because I can tell you, as a fact, after the Lord breaks you down, what he does is he puts you into school. 23 years of ministry, I'm still in school. Every day of my life, I'm learning more and more, and I'm seeking out, Lord, what is it that we're doing today? What is it that we're doing tomorrow? He puts you in school, and he keeps you there. If you ever get to the point where you're above learning, you better back up. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall. Because the rich, he turns away empty. It's the poor, those that lack the destitute or the righteousness of Christ, they're destitute of the righteousness of Christ. He fills them satisfactorily. And so it is. It's totally true. It's totally true. Seek his face. When he said, seek my face, he meant seek my face. And he said to seek him with all of your heart, mind, soul. In strength, Jeremiah 29:11-13. I know I'm talking to some people. You have a call of God in your life, and you need to quit looking to yourself. That's why you have not stepped out. Some of you people out there right now have had a call in your life for decades, and you still have refused to step out. And I'm telling you right now, that's why you're miserable. That's why you're miserable. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to bring you to Scripture, and then we're going to get to it, okay? And I'm not going to force this. In 1 Corinthians 1:26, it says, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. And then he says in verse 27, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and the things which are despised hath God chosen, yeah, and the things which are not to bring to naught the things that are. Praise God. Why? Why all of this? That no flesh should glory in his presence. That no flesh should glory in his presence. And it's important, folks, that we get this. I'm going to give you one more scripture to back up out of the mouth of two or three concerning scriptures to verify the word. When you look at Acts 4:13, and I'm thinking of Peter and John, the Pharisees, when they looked at Jesus, or I'm sorry, at the disciples of Jesus, namely Peter and John, it tells us, again, in Acts 4:13, and now when they saw the boldness, that means forward to danger. Also put that up against Proverbs 28. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and realized that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. But yet they took knowledge of John and Peter that they had been with Jesus. You see that? That's where your life is, friends. Your life is in Him and only Him. Nothing is outside of who He is. I don't care if it's your provision. I don't care if it's understanding, revelation. You're not going to get it without Him. And He'll create in you such a need for Him that you'll never leave Him. That is a real call. That is a real call. And you'll understand what it means in Matthew 11:12, that the violent take it by force. You'll understand what it means that we are to press into the kingdom of God because we need to break in and get answers. We need to understand importunity, folks. Okay? We're going to grow dependent upon the Lord of Lords. That's what the book of Psalms is all about. Look at how many times King David is in trouble and the Lord answered. And here's one more for you, folks. He doesn't fail you. He doesn't fail you. You can't find in Scripture where the Lord ever fails a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. Why? Because He's not going to deny Himself. But you can't find it. And I wish the church in America would get a hold of what I just said. How many people are hearing me right now and watching me right now who have a call of God in their life? And every time they step out to obey the Lord, all of a sudden fear comes upon them like crazy business. Excuse after excuse comes to their mind. The things that will impede their way, needs, whatever the case might be. That's why Jesus said, until a man becomes nothing, in so many words, he can create nothing out of him. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me means just that. We must know concerning the doctrine, John 7:17, and we're to study and show ourselves approved, 2 Timothy 2:15. You need to set your head as a flint towards heaven, and you need to keep pressing in, and don't stop until He answers, because He will. I'm here to tell you that firsthand. Now we're broadcasting into 157 cities, broadcasting into 53 countries, rated the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communications. This is all Him. I'm not stupid enough to think otherwise. I'm not stupid enough to think otherwise. And what the Lord won't do with someone that yields Himself, I don't know. We haven't seen it yet. Because He said, call unto me and I will answer and show you great and mighty things of which you know not. Amen? All right, we're going to get back to some more topics after this. If you have any questions about what we just talked about, you may be one of those people I'm talking about. You have the word of knowledge or wisdom and prophecy and act here. And if you want to miss that, that's your bad, not mine. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says the U.S. needs to send a clear message that it will not tolerate intrusion into its airspace. This comes after a high-altitude object was shot down over the state Friday. National Security Council Coordinator John Kirby.
I think we're going to continue to learn a lot about how these things can be detected, but we're also expect to learn more about our own processes.
Moscow says the calls to ban Russian athletes from the 2024 Olympic is unacceptable. A group of 35 countries, including the U.S., will reportedly demand that the country's athletes be blocked from attending the game due to the ongoing war in Ukraine. Over 56,000 COVID-19 antigen tests have been recalled. The company issued a nationwide recall of the SkipPak Medical Lab rapid test kits. The kits could potentially cause inaccurate test results. Dave Collins, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com on pages on both sides, left top side of the page. We got Jeff calling in from Tennessee. What say you, Jeff?
Hey, Bradley.
Hey, brother.
Hey, we had this discussion years ago when you come down the first time, but I think somebody needed to hear it. When I got called and was feeling the pull into the ministry, I was scared to death.
Yep.
And I went to every minister that I knew, because our church at the time was full of ministers, and I asked them, how do you know you're getting called? And they said, I'm scared to death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Paul, I want to describe that. 1 Corinthians 2:5 tells us that when Paul went out and about in the call of God, he came in much fear, trembling, and weakness. Okay, say on, Jeff.
Yeah, and so you can't judge a minister while he's ministering, because there's a lot of the fake ones out there, the hirelings, because
yeah,
they put on a good show.
Yep.
And that's how I can tell, is I get him one-on-one and sit down and talk to him, just one-on-one. And within 5 minutes, you can tell if he's fake or if he's real, because you can see the fear, but you can also see it embracing that fear of the responsibility of what he's doing up there.
Yeah, And I think that also takes it to the degree that he was brought to nothing, if he truly has, because if he wasn't, he was never brought to repentance. So to the degree that you see them walk in the fear of the Lord also gauges, their conversion in so many different ways. I would say, Jeff, the Bible tells us, though, to test the spirits. And I think the best way to really test a man of God is, as Spurgeon said, follow him home. And when and that's just metaphorically speaking of what kind of fruit is it that they'll bear when they're all by themselves. And if they're different than what they are in the pulpit, then you can see that they're truly not born of the Spirit of God. Or if they are, they're definitely whores to the very spirit that they claim to be born of. And again, I'm just talking scriptural here, friends. But you're exactly right, and I totally appreciate the phone call. That's exactly right. When you see these guys that are moved by the Holy Spirit, you can go to Whitfield, you can go to Finney, you can talk to Spurgeon, you can talk to any of these men. You always know when a man is born of God. And there's no fear of man. There's only fear of God. And they're willing to do what they need to do. Matter of fact, I was just talking to the morning show host this morning about some of this stuff. And it's interesting that when you look at a man like Moses, who first thing he said is, you know what, I got a speech impediment. I can't do this. I'm not the right guy. Find somebody else. That's another thing that you'll do. Saul said it. Gideon said it. The list goes on of those that said, well, I'm not qualified, Lord. Go find somebody else. No, I'm the qualifier. That's what the Lord says. And yet man gave his excuses continuously. And we can do that to only so far, where the Lord's just going to look at you and say, okay, your opportunity's here. Now I'm going to give it to another that will take the call. Matter of fact, I got to say this too. And there was a famous woman preacher who was asked, why is it that you believe that the Lord chose a woman? And this woman said back, the Lord sought 100 different men to respond to the call. She said they didn't respond. I was the only one that responded. You need to understand that this isn't a game. It's not like the Lord's going to sit there and patty cake with you concerning your call. And I know we're talking to somebody, if not several people. And you know who you are right now. You can only tempt the Lord so long, because we're talking about spiritual giftings here. And I know that the gifts of the Spirit are irrevocable and without repentance. But there comes a point where the Lord says, I'm going to take that and I'm going to give that to somebody that will actually obey me because he loves me. And that happens too, folks. But I wanted to say, you know, when it comes to the things of the Spirit of God, we also need to understand that a man, they'll have vision. This is important too, and then we're going to move on here. When men have visions of the Lord, I think in a lot of cases, church boards destroy those calls. And I want to say this too, if you have a call and you're looking for someone to give you excuses as to why you don't take the call, you're going to find them. You'll find carnal men to tell you what carnal men do. Okay? Because reason is enemy to the to faith. Reason is enemy to the faith of Christ. And don't ever forget that. But can you imagine this? And I'm going to end with this. Can you imagine Moses taking a poll concerning his church board before he brought the children of Israel into the promised land? We have to be careful. We have to be prudent about the things that we do in this life, folks. And when it comes to the things of the Lord, and I can add to this too, friends that you might have that are your real friends, those are hard to find. King David said, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. If you have real friends around you telling you what others are not willing to tell you, according to Scripture, I'm telling you, you better hang on to those friends. You have to guard those relationships. Boy, we're just having a time of it today, aren't we, folks? But we need to be careful. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. I just did an interview last week with Dr. Tenpenny on her show, and we were talking about love, but I had to straighten it out in giving her understanding of what real love is. As many as I love, I rebuke, and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Let love be unfeigned. Let love be without dissimulation. Not a fake love. Right? And then when you put that into context, love worketh no ill. It owes your friends, your spiritual friends, and the world the truth, regardless if they hang on to you or not. You have to be faithful to the Lord, because then and only then will their blood be off your hands. You are no longer accountable for those people that you told the truth. But if you have friends around you that are willing to tell you what others are not, according to Scripture, not your opinion, but according to Scripture, you better hang on to them, because they are hard to find. The first hour, we were talking about all the people that were dying from these said vaccinations. And one of the things that I've done since he's come on the scene, in 2 years before he was talking about running for the presidency, I told the people, both DeSantis and Kristi Noem from South Dakota, you can mark my words, they're going to put them as a pair, and they're going to run for the president and the vice president of the United States of America. Anybody that listens to me know that we're ahead of the game every single time concerning the topics that we cover, because we're not speaking out of turn or out of school. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because Kristi Noem is a con. And I told everybody before they moved to South Dakota and Florida, slow your roll. When the media puts them up as the good guys, you better watch out, because something's coming. And it's true. We had Jordan Mason on the radio program, on social media platforms, highlighting the hypocrisies of Kristi Noem from South Dakota and how she says one thing, but Jordan Mason took the time to show us all the signatures concerning her subordinates in shutting down the state of South Dakota. She was the one that signed off on it and told them to shut down the state because she wanted to distance herself from shutting down the state, and it's exactly what she did. Now, going over to Ron DeSantis, before people were running out to Ronnie's state, I said, beware, be careful. The media is putting them up in a good light. Remember what Albert Pike said, when the people need a hero, they'll deliver them up. Now, you got a lot of people in Florida, and you got a lot of people in South Dakota. You talk to legislators, I got senators that are friends of mine from South Dakota, and I'm telling you what, there's some serious turmoil going on in the inside. And they are all talking about how corrupt Kristi Noem is. Well, let me take you over to DeSantis in Florida, just for the record. This is why we're supposed to suspect everybody that enters office, said Patrick Henry, who is the son of liberty. What am I talking about? Do you remember when DeSantis, he kept playing the going against Joe Biden card concerning the vaccinations? Well, we found out, and and it wasn't outside of Ron DeSantis that did it. It was Ron DeSantis that signed on to it. I just had someone email me something and said, I'm not sure that he did it. I know that he did it. He signed off onto a bill called SB 2006. He's Mr. Anti-Vaxxer. He's Mr. I'm not going to force anybody to take the shot, right? Behind the backs of the constituents there, the people that he was supposed to represent and upholding the law against Big Pharma and their crimes against humanity. Well, what he did is he signed on to a bill called SB 2006, which actually gave the Department of Health administrative law, which is unconstitutional, undermining the Constitution. And he told the people over at Department of Health in Florida that they can quarantine at will against the will of the people, and they can force vaccinate. I've highlighted it several times. Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that, or was it the day before, that DeSantis, when asked who his favorite person was or the most influential person in his political walk was, he picked the most corrupt man in the world during the time of his lively occupancy, and I'm talking about George Bush Sr. He said he was the most influential. FBI, CIA whistleblowers said that they called him Evil Poppy. George Bush Sr. was the most evil man alive, said they. But that was DeSantis' favorite guy, most influential. Well, isn't it interesting now, DeSantis, just to prove the point of what I said before? The Hill reported DeSantis' request for COVID vaccine probe was denounced by health experts. Are you paying attention to what he's doing, folks? He's acting as if the health experts have more constitutional authority than he is or has as the governor of the state of Florida. This should concern everybody in the state of Florida. Oh, the health expert said no to the governor of the state? Since when, Americans? This is what they're doing in Florida. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0744 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We support Sons of Liberty as a family because they seek truth in the state that is riddled with misinformation. Bradley Dean reminds those who should know better and educates those who have yet to learn, especially the young people in our public schools. We enthusiastically support Sons of Liberty as a light bearer to the truth as they battle extreme ignorance in the information age.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you. This whole Chinese balloon, this is nothing but chicanery. That's what it is. Trickery. Artful sophistry. This is what politicians do. This whole Chinese balloon gathering intelligence in America. Folks, Bill Clinton's criminal administration gave them military secrets back in the 90s. What did they do? Did they tell you that he was giving away military secrets to the Chinese? It was called Chinagate. Did anybody put two and two together? It wasn't about Monica Lewinsky, but that's what they sold it to you as. Same thing with Watergate. It's chicanery, folks. It's trickery. It's sophistry. That's all it is. This is what politicians do. Going back to the Chinese balloon, collecting information from America. Really? America, the NSA's been doing that to you for a long time. See how they want you to believe it's always a foreign power doing to you what it is in fact, what they are responsible for doing to you? Wasn't Facebook, didn't you hear about Facebook illegally collecting your information, which is a CIA operation? Isn't that what big tech companies been doing to you? And yet they want to tell you it's a Chinese balloon? Nope, it's getting the people's eyes off the ball. No pun intended. Wake up. The definition of chicanery is exactly what's going on right now. Trickery. Nothing more, nothing less. Let's go back to what I just said to you during the end of the last segment. I told you there's giftings in operation here. And I'm not scolding you, but I'm telling you when the operations of the gifts of the Spirit come into play, it's time for you to have a conversation with that person that's being used because it's for you, not for that person. Guess what I just got during the break? And if you're with us, I'm just highlighting what you posted on our site. This person said, you keep talking to me. It's difficult to hear the truth because it is truth. Thank you, Jesus. No, he's faithful, isn't he? Yes, he is. The person also posted, you're talking to me. God bless you. Okay, well, if you now know that we're talking to you and I'm talking about the Spirit of God's talking to you, you better get busy. Don't take that as something that is given unto you lightly. If you can be faithful with little things, you'll be faithful in much. The Lord said, if you can't be faithful with that which is another man's, you will not be faithful with the true riches. He also said, cast not your pearls before swine. You better understand those gifts are blood-bought. That call that you have in your life is blood-bought. Jesus died on the cross to bestow those giftings upon you. Read Ephesians 4. Okay? I had to get that in there just to show you how faithful the Lord is. Amen? Cool. Let's get back to this. So, DeSantis is now playing down. DeSantis' request for COVID vaccine probe is denounced by health experts. Well, does anybody see what the underlying tone here is? That the health experts have more constitutional authority than DeSantis? No, the fact of the matter is health experts don't have constitutional authority in the sense of overriding the state's governor. But DeSantis has been doing this for a long time. Okay? Look what he's also doing here. You know how he gets up in the face of the people? Just mark his fruits. Matthew 7:16. Okay? You notice how he gets up in front of the parents and says, you know, I'm not going to let this happen here. But look at this weak, impotent politician. Look at this. This is brand new. DeSantis tries to revoke Orlando Philharmonic's liquor license over drag show. Wait a second. Men dressing up as women is against the law. Men dressing up as women preying on the children is a felony. What is he talking about? See how they're talking to you Americans? They're talking to you like you're stupid. And you don't know any different. DeSantis is all a part of that same game. He's just being put into place as one of the good guys. But pay attention to what it is that he's not doing. He's not enforcing the law. Every one of those drag queen participants should have been thrown in jail. Call the cops on the drag queens. It's against the law. Okay? I wanted to show you this too. DeSantis, for those that believe that he's a good guy, remember how DeSantis was, again, they're putting up two clowns in the circus of politics. And what do? They put them against each other like they're arch enemies. But I want you to pay attention to the fact that DeSantis is calling out Joe Biden for bringing in or wanting to have illegals into America. That wall was never built by Trump, by the way, not one inch. Try me on it. 1-866-582-9933. But I want you to catch this. DeSantis is complaining to America about how bad Joe Biden is for wanting illegals to come into America. Did you see this? This is 3 hours ago. Florida lawmakers approved bill to move out-of-state immigrants to blue states. That's treason, folks. But this is what the people in Florida are getting behind. Ron DeSantis is doing the people of the United States a great favor as he's an arch enemy with Joe Biden, who's standing against Joe Biden, bringing illegals into America. But DeSantis, Ron DeSantis from Florida, is willing to put all of those illegals that are in his state, he's willing to pay for it. You're paying for it, by the way. But he's putting them in airplanes, and he's flying them to, as what he calls, blue states. No such thing constitutionally. What's the difference between him and Joe Biden? The question must be asked. There isn't one. instead of Ron DeSantis enforcing the law against the illegals, what is he doing? He's taking those illegals on Joe Biden's agenda, and he's actually moving them into cities throughout the United States of America and states throughout the United States of America. Can somebody please explain to me how this is a good guy? How this is a person working for the people? All those blue states, as they call them, are they not in the United States of America? That's all DeSantis is doing, is dispersing all those illegals that Joe Biden is drawing into America on welfare dollars, which happen to be the taxpayers' dollars in America. How is he a good guy? I'm curious. Here's another thing I want to highlight before the end of the show, and I want everybody to catch this as well. You understand all the illegal censorship going on in this country. It's heavy, folks. This is beyond criminal. The pandemic would have never had a chance had big tech not stifled free speech or censored illegally or suppressed free speech. How many websites were pulled down for speaking out against this illegal narrative, this genocide? Okay, well, the father of the vaccine, isn't it interesting how he's the bad guy according to the mainstream media, but they give him all the airtime that he needs? Here's Donald Trump, right? Did you know that Facebook and Instagram just reposted his Facebook and Instagram accounts? Isn't that interesting? Because they wanted you to believe, well, if they could do it to the president, they can do it to anybody. Baloney. This is called controlled opposition. I looked up the word controlled opposition, and I've done enough research on this, but I looked it up just to see what the Google would say. And it said, governments have been using controlled operatives since the beginning of time. Exactly. This man right here is controlled opposition. What he says and what he does are two different stories. I've said that a million times. But Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts are back up. Where are mine? Where are mine? Where are my YouTube accounts? Where's my Facebook accounts that were pulled illegally? How come they haven't been restored? By the way, Bradley Dean wasn't called the leader of the coup concerning January 6th, which is another chicanery. Okay, that's all this is. Isn't it interesting, all of the patriots that followed Trump to January 6th, how many of those people have been illegally charged for exercising their First Amendment? They're in jail right now, but Donald Trump's Facebook page and Instagram page, they're restored now. And he's running for the presidency in 2024 again. How come all of those other people, for lesser charges and accusations, why is it that they're in jail or in prison right now, and yet this guy right here gets everything restored, allegedly, as if it was ever taken away? Not. And yet he's running for the presidency of the United States of America. For you to believe this, this is only... Oh, what do I want to say? This is only ammunition to continuously further the point that the American people are as stupid as they want them to believe, if you believe this. Everybody's in jail except Donald Trump. Trump's having all of his sites restored, and he's running for the presidency of the United States of America. But those that are in prison, they were never called the leader of the coup. If it was legitimate, do you think that he'd be running for the presidency of the United States again on a second term? A corporate America, by the way, put that up against 1878, where they incorporated America. Do your homework on that as well. That's a different show. But isn't it interesting how people are ignorant and they deserve exactly what they get? Everybody's in jail. They've been charged for lesser crimes than Donald Trump concerning the leader of the coup, but he gets his pages restored, and he's running for the presidency of the United States of America. Have you figured it out yet, Americans? Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.